Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Being a parent can be really challenging. It's normal to feel uncertain about whether you're doing the right things to raise healthy and happy children. That's why Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them build confidence in their parenting journey. Everyone deserves to have someone they can turn to for support with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today.
The Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Neve Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And this is Agony Rant.
I changed things up, I'm sorry.
That was pretty good, Neve. Yeah. Pretty good. And did you see what happened there? Just as you were doing your
link
there,
I almost spilled my water.
We were almost going to have to stop.
It kind of threw me a little bit. I thought you kept it together very nicely.
You're an improviser in your heart, Neve.
You see?
My goodness, how are you this week, my love?
Well, I'm okay, actually, this week. I'm kind of, you know, very zen, very ready.
Always me.
Yeah, very zen, very nice. It's been a nice
week. You're always very relaxed. Nothing fazes you.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but you just don't see it.
I'm sure the people that live, like, around where you park your car have seen you get into your car and punch the steering wheel.
You know, the way you see all visual and no sound, you know, when somebody's going mental in the car. No, actually, do you know, I am in general quite zen, very much about not really stressing myself out if I can help it. But I do have stress. I mean, everybody has stress in their
Of course they do.
I was thinking of going to
the world we live in.
You know, someone, because my neck is doing a funny cracking thing lately.
Neve, I was thinking of going to get a massage. And you know me in massages.
Oh, I think you should.
I have to be very hard up now before I go in there for a massage. I am, because my neck, I've got some sort of creak in my neck now.
Can you hear it cracking? Mine is cracking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, do we have the same thing? What the hell is going on? And we're like twins.
Agony rantitis or something.
I don't know. It's funny. It's just kind of started to happen. And I turned around to speak to someone and it went, and I went, something is very wrong in my life. That has never happened before.
I'm sure they said, please God, tell me that was your bowel and not your neck. I have to go now and get sorted, because I'm back in the gym now, Neve. It has to happen. Enough is enough.
Oh God.
I when I went to Edinburgh, right, I lived on pies. Like, genuinely, I was doing great for like 3 days. I was having salads. I was having fresh fruit in the morning. Yeah. Oh, I was, Neve. Immaculate, was walking 25,000 steps a day.
Of course you were.
I was an advertisement for Joe Wicks. Yeah. Like, I was brilliant. And
every time I saw you on the Insta, you were meeting such and such for lunch and meeting such and such for lunch.
Oh yeah, but I was just doing, you know, what people do when they're being really tedious and talking about the diet I was on, and then, like, you know, swirling the lettuce leaves around a plate, and then, you know,
and looking at them with their with their fancy burgers and whatnots.
And then, right?
What happened?
They told me about this place on Leith Walk.
Okay.
Called Stories. It's called Stories. It's a bakery.
Oh.
And it stays open all night, like a 24-hour bakery. Now, that's the sort of thing you need, a 24-hour bakery.
Which means, like, every few hours is probably a new batch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's batches. Yeah, you can go in there and have a fresh cream cake at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's exactly what you need. Oh. So... But also
exactly what,
they do
what
is,
you don't need. It's exactly what I wouldn't need.
And they do these pies, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, like the meat pies, like that were in Sweeney Todd. You know, like the big.
Well,
I mean, they weren't full of humans, but like
people in them.
But they had, like, there were the proper, like, big thick sides,
oh,
and then the
gosh
thing on top. And they had ones that were chicken curry.
Were they like suet pastry?
It was thick.
Yeah,
sort of
proper.
Yeah, yeah, it was proper pastry. Mm. But in it they had, I never even thought there could be suet in the pastry.
There probably was.
That's probably what it was. But they were they had like chicken curry, but it was like chicken curry and it would have rice as well, and it was in the pie.
Oh dear.
Oh good God, it was amazing. And they also had chili con carne. Fabulous. Again, rice in it.
In the pie.
Delicious in the pie. They also had a lasagna pie.
No.
Which I have to say I heartily recommend.
Really?
Oh, Niamh.
Lasagna with pastry around it.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
A show, couple of gin and tonics, a lasagna pie at 2 o'clock
listen,
in the morning.
We all know, especially because you had kind of a funny slot. Like, was it 20 past 10?
Beg your pardon.
I mean, the time slot, right? 20 past right, 10.
Yeah.
This is like the whole sex line thing again, isn't it? 20 past 10, we think we know each other. I feel like I'm going to ring you sometime and go, hi, big boy.
But hi, big boy.
Yeah, what to be fair. Anyway.
I'm like, Maeve! Have you been drinking?
So 20 Maeve,
bring somebody else.
But you know when you gig at that funny time of the night? And so you don't really eat that much coming up to it.
Yeah, you're on a different, your body's on a different clock.
And then, so the first thing when you come out and you're buzzing from whatever you're doing and all that, and the first thing you want
is food.
Actually, the worst thing that can happen to you is to have a pie shepherd.
And do you know what I was doing? I had fresh fruit. I'd like loads of fresh fruit in the apartment. And I had, I had like beans.
Did you have the fresh fruit by the time you left? Was it still there?
Oh, I left it. Yeah, they left they have a whole fruit basket there to get through.
I saw a brilliant thing on Insta the other day where this woman says, you know, she says basically, I brought my apple out for its daily trip out every day. So she took it out of her lunchbox and put it back in the fridge. The daily
that's
apple
what it was
trip.
Like, though. I every intention of eating well and I ate like an animal. So now, right?
Oh, it's all business now.
All business now.
All but No more pies.
No more pies.
No more lasagna
and if you bring
pies.
Up the brownie that we both had before.
We're just going to leave
we did
that there.
This, you would be an absolute terrible
No,
friend.
But there's fruit on that.
There was raspberries, you're dead right. But that was a celebration brownie.
It was.
That was, we're back.
We're back.
Season two. That was a season two brownie.
A season two brownie.
That was a work obligated brownie.
It was.
I had no choice in the matter.
Jim, so that mean you're like going and shaping and all those
no,
like,
I haven't gone
lycra.
Yet. No, I haven't gone yet, mate.
So when you say you're back in the gym, does that mean you're in the vicinity of the gym?
The intent is
the
there.
Intent
but
is
the intent is there like never before. Like it's a whole new chapter. Whole new me.
You know the way we talked about at the beginning of the year, we're going to do great things. I mean, how's the sewing class coming?
Niamh.
But anyway.
This is September.
Right. And we've done.
So there's bound to be a sewing class.
There's
I'm, going,
bound
I'm looking
to, oh,
up. I'll do
be
a 10 week sewing
them.
Class.
I so want a bit
a
of sewing.
Dressmaking. Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's very advanced.
I'd love to be able to take up my curtains. That's not a euphemism. My curtains are genuinely too long. It's actually embarrassing. They
that's
keep catching
a bit
the
of
Hoover.
Hemming, surely. But actually, what kind of fabric? Oh, no, let's see. We'll have that conversation
know.
After.
I'm not sure, but they catch in the Hoover.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
I know, yeah.
But Boots might be upset if you do it.
Yeah, no, she's had a good go.
Here, I have a question I meant to ask you last week. Did Boots greet you with open arms when you came home?
When I came home, she did, actually. And she doesn't normally do that. Now, she got very annoyed at me when I was FaceTiming her.
Oh, right. She didn't like that.
No, she just kept staring at the camera really angry. And then a couple of times she was just going, at, like,
what the, where are
yeah,
you?
She was really annoyed, yeah.
Where are
and
you?
Then what she was starting to do was when I'd FaceTime, she'd go for my other half.
Oh, okay.
So she'd like start slapping him and,
oh.
You know.
So.
Like, come home, look what I'm doing to him. Look.
You
come
need
home
to come
and
home.
Fix this.
You need to come home.
I have to say.
So she was happy when you came home?
Yeah, she was. And I have to say, more than anything, I really felt it this time.
The distance.
Yeah. Boots doesn't understand. She's like, why has he gone away?
Yeah, I know. It's
she
a long
really
time.
Is my sun, moon, and stars.
It is a long time. I know. Actually, sometimes I'd come home and the dog was the only one who noticed I was home or even away. I love my family. I do. And they love me. I know they do. They just don't always notice me.
Ah, Niamh. That's heartbreaking.
It's not even true. No, it is
And
true.
You're very loud in the house, I'd imagine.
Actually, I'm not sure that I am.
No, I'd say you are.
Why?
Because you've got a big voice.
I know, but I don't always use it at home. I use it out. So when you go home, sometimes
oh,
you're
you're
much...
shrinking violet at home.
No. No, I'm never shrinking violet. No. That's not a thing.
I can't imagine.
That's not a thing.
No, I would imagine now
I'm
that
just
the
sometimes
rattles.
Very quiet. Sometimes I'm very quiet.
I don't believe that for a second.
It does
I
happen.
I genuinely don't.
It does happen.
Even your laugh.
If I'm among people, I chat and I'll chitter away. But I think if you look at it, if you're out and about all the time talking, and you do this, right? Do you go home and talk all the time?
No. I'm not. I'm quite a quiet person at home, I think.
I am the same, believe it or not. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I shout at them if they're not doing what they need to be doing, or I might shout them if their dinner's ready. But I actually can exist without speaking to other people in my family.
But I think, this is the difference though, I think that if somebody needs to talk, you're willing to talk.
Always.
Whereas I'm just like, I'm having quiet time.
Move along.
Move on.
At the moment, because it's the beginning of September and everybody's going back to school and everything, I mean, it's different for me this year. There's no school going back or any of that. It's not been like that for a couple of years for me. The funny thing about this at the moment is everybody's looking for cheats and hacks and advice and, you know, these kind of things. So everybody seems to be starting new things and all that sort of stuff, just like you in the gym. I mean, do you find that?
Well, now I've been in the gym for a long time now.
Yeah. But you're not actually in the gym.
Just restart. I've been paying for a gym for quite a while, but now things are going to change. Yeah, I think that September is that time. Like, that was the thing that surprised me when I went away.
It's the autumn's January, isn't it?
Yeah, you come back and it's autumn's January.
Yeah, it's like the summer is over. Thank you.
That's beautiful. I'm sure there's a poem called Autumn's January.
Well, there will be now.
There will be, of course there will.
In honor of.
This episode is all about advice.
Yes.
Because it's very interesting what, Geralt. It's very interesting when you forget how to host a podcast after just 2 weeks off. This episode's all about advice, right?
Right.
Specifically, the best advice we were ever given.
Yeah.
And I had to really think about this.
Yeah, me too.
I think the best advice I've ever been given was by my Granny Farrelly, right?
Okay. I'm already in love. Granny and Farrelly.
Granny Farrelly, yeah.
Farrelly. I can't even say it. Granny Farrelly.
Yeah, she was always, she was very glam, my granny.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was. She was, yeah. She always had the hair did.
I'll guarantee you, no grandchildren of mine will ever say that about me. Because they'll only ever see.
Of course they will.
No, obviously when they see pictures of me on the thing and I'm doing my good stuff. But by the time I have grandchildren, I'll be basically walking dogs for a living because that'll be it. I will not be doing nothing else. You know,
no, but they'll have that room full of sequins and shoes.
That room does not exist. The stuff is there, but I don't.
Ah, Niamh. No, you are glam. Don't be ridiculous. but maybe not as glam as my granny.
No, probably not.
No, she was quite. She was a bit of a.
Did she have like? Did she go to the hairdressers twice a week?
Oh, she'd get a set. Oh yeah, she always did a set. Yeah, she looked great. She used to wear like the scarf that you tie under your chin.
No.
She did, yeah.
Oh, I'm in
and
love.
Also, when she used to put her lipstick on, she put it on the inside of her.
Oh.
You know, like, wasn't the front, it was on the. Like,
was it proper red or pink?
No, it was always pink. Yeah,
pink was big for a while.
Lipstick, yeah. Yeah, she always looked great.
So, what advice did she give you?
Don't make money your God.
So,
I take it? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you're always talking about money. I don't know.
I have my eye on it. I keep my eye on money. Like, because I do think you have to.
Well,
but I definitely think that it was good advice in that if I was going to focus on money, I would never have left my job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, you know, actually, weirdly, it's not unlike my tenet that I live by.
Go on. What
which is feed the family, feed the soul.
That's a great one.
I love it. That's how I live my life all the time. I make decisions based on, you know, of course you have to feed the family. I don't believe in starving for your
art.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'll meet you afterwards. No, feed your family, feed the soul. It's important that you feed the family because nobody can feed your soul properly if you're not, you know, if you're not
hungry.
Yeah, but also financially, if you're worrying about finances, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It is a problem. And it's probably one of the biggest. Now, there's some people who gladly drift through life and don't give a shit. And excuse my French, but that is like a thing. And sometimes I slightly admire them, but I think that gives everybody else the responsibility of it. And I don't agree with that. I think.
Yeah, somebody like.
I think you have to feed the family. That's important. But especially like me and you, you've got dependents. You've got.
Boots. I've got a cat.
Yeah. But you still have to feed your soul. And I think if you don't do either of them, it's very difficult to have a properly fulfilled life.
It is the right balance. What I always think is, right, that if you're in a family and you're not worrying about money,
then somebody else is.
Somebody else is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not 100% that's happening.
Yeah.
I tell my kids that all the time.
And like Boots is now, she's on very expensive food. It's like 30 quid a kilo. Because what happened is, right, I brought her to the vet. Last year, right? Because I thought she's lost a dramatic amount of weight.
Oh, okay.
Right? I was very worried. And
I was just going to say, Boots never looks like skinny.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I brought her in and he said, why are you here? And I said, she's lost a dramatic amount of weight. And he said, your cat's obese. So I was like, oh, I see we're on a different page. Yeah, apparently I thought... I thought
are you a treat giver?
A lot of, yeah, I am.
Are you a treat giver?
I am. And we also do, I also do like a you stop this with the cat. You know, like, so I give her a treat. And then when I'll give her a treat, I'll keep giving her treats until she's finished. But that's actually not the way to do it.
Never have children.
No, I would.
Never
have children. I'd have really fat kids.
Never have children grow up. But,
I mean, I see the error in my ways. Okay, okay. Right? I do see the error in my ways. And I said it to the vet. And I was like, oh, but I thought because of all this skin was hanging down, I thought that she'd lost weight and there was like skin hanging down. And he was like, no, she's fat. Your cat's fat. So I was like, okay, so she's gone on this special food. And it was interesting because I was telling this story to one of my friends. And I was like, and I think I'm really good with feeding her. Like, I've always been, I thought, careful
yeah.
with what you fed her. And then she sent me back a video of me spoon feeding her creme fraiche, and I was like, okay, fair enough. You made your point.
No, I get this because we have come across this in dogs quite a lot, but not our dogs, weirdly, you know. Sometimes they would winter well, because, you know, they don't.
Yeah, I do a bit,
you know,
of timber.
They winter
in
a
winter.
Little bit, a little winter.
See, that's
well.
What I do, Niamh.
Yeah, we all winter
I
well.
That's what's happened.
What worries
I've
me?
I've wintered well for a couple of years, and I haven't just caught up summer wise.
What worries me is I'm already well wintered before coming into the winter. This wouldn't be so tragic if I was like at the end of a winter. I'd feel I'd have some scope of getting rid of. But here I am, and this winter
coming
could be bad
summer,
for me.
Well wintered.
Well wintered. My neighbour next door used to give my dog biscuits over the hedge every Tuesday and Thursday, so much so that every Tuesday and Thursday she used to lie at the back door about 4 o'clock in the afternoon until it was time to give him his dinner over the hedge, and then she'd get her biscuits every night, and she wouldn't, and she'd be raging. No other night did she ever do that. That was the only two nights she did.
See,
it
I think they know, like we have a
yeah,
schedule now. She has 11s. So she gets a treat at 11 o'clock in the morning. And like, if it's 5 past now, she'll come up and shout at you.
Oh, I'd
she'll
say. Like, I'd say there'd be a little conversation.
11, just
that must be very tying for you all, having to do 11s every day.
It is. When we're not there, we have to set a timer thing to go off and just
no.
throw it at her. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't cross her. Like,
no, well, that's fair enough.
Cats are big.
I've seen Boots.
Cats can be vengeance.
I know. But yeah, I mean, my favourite advice is feed the family, feed the soul. But I have so many things that I kind of got over the years, like, you know, stop overthinking, just remind yourself why you do it. Then you have like, do the job in front of you, decide how much is enough. But they're all based on the same thing, I always
yeah.
think. They're all based on the same thing. But one of the better ones that I learned very young was, don't let other people make the decision for you.
That's a great one.
It is.
I have to say, I am somebody, like the other piece of advice that I really got, I remember I wasn't going to buy that apartment that I bought.
Oh, it was
and
so good
dad
you did.
Was just like, you should buy that. I was like, all right, fair enough. But do you know what that comes from? That thing that you said there, which is I always look to everybody else around me for advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I always do. And I find that if you get into the habit of doing that, you become a bit paralyzed.
Yeah.
You're like, should I do this? I'll ask so-and-so or I'll ask so-and-so. And then when they say, yes, do it, I go, yeah, I'll do it. But I haven't even asked if I want to do it.
Yeah, no, you do have to be a little bit careful about that. I always think, yes, it's okay to ask advice and get perspectives. But I think at the base of it, most of us know what we want to do.
Yeah.
We just want someone else to tell us that it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's the very true. I mean, but it actually, you are a better person if you can actually tune into what it is that you really want.
Yeah.
And there are moments where I don't know what I want to do, you know, and my friends always joke about it, the fact that, you know, if they say pick a walk, I go, yeah. Whatever.
I know. Yeah.
And I, you know, I'd nearly let you choose it because I spend a lot of time making choices when it comes to my job. I'm like the
yeah.
boss of what I do for my job, as are you. Because
yeah,
you have
so
to get,
sometimes you just let somebody else do
it's
it.
It's quite nice when other people kind of make those kind of decisions for you.
Because I sometimes find that what happens is, right, if I'm in a clothes shop, because I hate buying clothes, but if I'm in a clothes shop with my other half and I'll say, oh, what do you think of that shirt? And if he says, no, I don't like it, I'll be annoyed at him.
Yeah, because you do.
I will have said... Like, I'll have asked him what he thinks of it because I like it. So I want him to say he likes it so I can buy it. But then he goes, no, I don't really like it. And I'm like, I can't believe he doesn't like it. And he says, like, and now I can't buy it.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed at him. But he doesn't even realise what's going on.
Do you ever tell him that you're annoyed? Do you ever display
no,
that?
No, because There's something, some things in a relationship should be a mystery. So if I don't talk to him for a fortnight, we need to
that
keep
that could
the
be
mystique.
At the
nub. We need to keep
that
the mystique.
Oh my God, he must live his life, his best life every day.
I'm not an easy person to get
no,
on
I have a friend like that who falls out with me all the time, but I don't, I'm not aware of it. Like,
yeah, you see, that's it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So like,
and they get
like,
more and more
what
angry.
What do you think of that shirt? And he'll go, oh, not really, I'm not really into it. And then 20 minutes later, he'll say, do you want to go for lunch? And I'll say, no, I don't. And he'll have no idea how I got from A to B.
That's how long have you been together?
That's the mystery
how
of being
how long have you been
me.
Together?
About 10 years.
Okay, he knows. I'm going to tell you, I always know. I can
just
see I can see it building in here beside me and I'm going, oh.
I just keep, I like to keep things fresh and interesting.
And you know what he's doing? He's filing that under. I'm not going to deal with that unless he puts it right in my face.
Yeah.
Because he's going, I'm not borrowing that trouble.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know what? It probably goes away on its own.
Fair play. Yeah, fair play to him. You have to admire the man.
There you,
you
go.
You have to admire
there
him.
There you go. I do.
Attention Agony Rants listeners, I am going to be going on tour later on in the year and early next year with my show Glamour Hammer, and I will be going all around Ireland and the UK. The dates on sale at the moment are Portlaoise, Dundalk, Limerick, which is sold out, Galway, Belfast, Clonakilty, Waterford, Wexford, Sligo, Cork. I'll be at the Everyman in January. My Liberty Hall shows are sold out, but we've just put on at Vicar Street, which is very much not sold out. So
not just yet.
So come along, we'd love to see you there.
How do I get tickets, Gary?
You can get tickets, Niamh, by asking me.
I know.
But all of those other people, they can buy them on GareffBarley.com. Did you know that you can become a member of Headstuff Plus and that money goes right to us?
Yeah, because you may or may not know this, but for the last 40 odd shows that we've done, we've done that just on our own bat.
There is not a penny that has changed hands, would
no.
you believe?
No.
But if you would like to support us to help keep the show going, mm-hmm. You probably should. Don't take that as the threat that it sounds.
No, it isn't. Because we're, you know.
We do love doing it.
There's no way we're going to give this up.
No, but if you would like to support the show and you would like to show your appreciation
yes.
for the show.
It would be wonderful.
You can pledge as little as €5 a month, and in return for that you will get bonus content from us.
Yes, you
and
do.
There is a very funny bonus episode that's just gone out. And you will also get access to the bonus content of all of the other shows and
yeah,
Head Stuff,
because there's a good variety of shows actually on. And
yeah, there's piles of shows. They're all recorded at the Head Stuff studios,
yeah, in McGuinness Place. It's brilliant. It's the podcast studio, and actually they're running a night on the Culture Night, which is really fantastic. I'm very excited about this, because what they're doing is you can come in and record a 5-minute podcast yourself. How exciting
yeah,
is that?
So you can book in,
yeah,
and you can come in, you can look at the studios. It was Westland Studios before that.
It was.
So there's like a great history about all the songs and the music that was recorded here,
yeah,
and all that will be on display at the night. You'll be able to meet some of the podcasters.
Yeah, I'll be here briefly, probably in the evening.
Neve will be here.
Very late.
I won't be here.
No, because
for me.
He has more,
no,
you know, he has things to be doing.
No, unless it's a fee, I'm not showing up. I made it very clear.
Yeah, but you know, that's on the 23rd of September.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be fun, and there'll be lots of things happening around town. So you could drop in and see what's happening here and then go and see something else if you want.
And it's important that you book. If
yeah,
you want to come in.
If you want to do the podcasting thing,
you
need to
book.
In.
Yeah. I think it's free.
But anyway, so yeah,
so,
it'll be very exciting. I'm very
yeah,
excited.
Come along. It's going to be a really good night. We asked you what the best piece of advice you ever got was.
Okay.
And loads of people got in touch.
Oh my God, like
this
pages.
Was pages.
We definitely hit a nerve.
Lorraine, this is a good one. The okay. only person you can change is yourself.
Oh, that's very
that is good,
zen.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that one.
Now, the thing about it is, right, nobody believes that. That's the problem with that. That's something that everybody knows, but nobody believes.
You know, that's, do you know what that is? That's the sort of thing that you read and you say, that's very good. But inside you go, what?
I'm going to change him.
What? I'm going to pinch. I'm going to change him.
Of course I can change him. People that can't change somebody are quitters. They're people that gave up. Not me.
I love this one from Catherine. It says, people are not thinking about you as much as you think they are. I love that one.
That's a great one.
That is so true.
Do you know what I will say as well? I think the majority of people even are not thinking about what you think they're thinking
no,
about.
No, no.
Even if they're thinking about you.
No, no.
They're not thinking about the thing that you think they're thinking about.
That's very complicated.
I know it's very complicated.
But it is true. It is true. Actually, it's true. Do you know what it is, right? Somebody said to me, one of the kids said to me one day, he says, you know, I really worry about this thing and, you know, whatever. And they're looking at me like this and I'm going, so you're worrying about the fact that they're looking at you and you're worried about how they're looking at you.
Yeah.
I said, so what do you think they're thinking? And he says, well, you know, I said, well, the chances are they're worrying about what you're looking at them thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Said, it's a two-way street.
They're exactly the same as you. People worry about the same thing. So if you're spending your time worrying about what other people are thinking about you, that's what they're doing 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's a great piece of advice.
Like whenever I think of my friends, I don't actually think about them as people.
You don't think of me as a person?
No, but I always think, like when I think of them, I always think like, oh, aren't they great?
Yeah, no, I agree with this. I absolutely agree with this 100%. It might be just the way I'm wired, but I don't sit thinking, you know what, that old cow hasn't rung me or this, that and the other.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not how I operate. I'm just so glad to see people.
Yeah, I think the majority of people think that like that as well. Yeah. But I just think that the problem comes that none of us say it.
No.
You never tell your friends that they're right.
It seems like, no, you're right. Well, we tell each
other
all the
right,
time.
Niamh.
I think you're amazing. I tell you all the time.
You do.
I do.
To be fair, yeah.
I do. Oh. I do. Because that's just, you know, because you are. I mean, I'm only stating a fact. Like, aww. The day that I kind of just go, yeah, that's good. Then, you know.
Coming back at an interval going, how do you think it's going?
I'll never lie to you, Grod. I'll never lie to you.
Please do.
Okay. I'll never be harsh, but I'll never lie to you. Okay.
Ross says, calm your tits.
Okay, Ross.
That is great advice.
That is. Take it easy. Don't be stressing yourself. I know.
The thing about it is we're our own worst enemies, like, because you just work yourself into an absolute mess about it. I have to say now, I work myself into
frenzies
about stuff. Like last week now, I was bananas about something.
Were you?
Yeah, because I was asked to do something. I was like, I should do that.
Okay.
But I was just like, but I'm not doing it. I'm absolutely not doing it.
And
but
why?
I didn't feel like I could say no.
Why did you not want to do it?
Because I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I didn't think it was a good idea.
But you did it anyway.
No, I didn't do it.
I'm so
But
proud.
It took me ages. I know. And they were like, will you have a phone call? I was like, no, I won't have a phone call about it.
Oh.
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Enough is enough.
This is.
But if I'd been able to do that within 10 minutes,
it wouldn't have reached that level.
I wouldn't have had 4 days of.
No, you see, I find if I can say no straight away, I'm fine. But as soon as I prevaricate at all, I nearly feel obliged to do it.
I know, that's it.
Yeah, it's so wrong.
Yeah.
It's so
and
wrong.
And it feels like if you've even.
I've got better, but I used to be terrible. I used to say yes all the time.
It's the worst feeling in the world because
it is.
You feel like you're just letting people down. But yeah, I think, yeah, calm your tits.
Yeah.
It's brilliant advice. I think I'm going to get that tattooed on my arm.
Nice. Maybe somewhere not so obvious. JD Hunter says, if you build to every man's advice, you'll have a crooked house. Wow.
That's very good.
That is very good. That's very profound. That is definitely a sampler one.
Yeah, because that is true. Like if all you do is ask people's opinions and then try to do what they do.
Yeah, no, too many people, too many cooks and all that.
Yeah.
But actually, it is true for it. It goes back to what we were saying. You need to kind of, I think you nearly always know what it is you should be doing. You just need to trust.
I'll tell you what also happens in that situation is if you're somebody that goes around asking people's advice all the time.
Yeah.
The people that you ask are just like, they'll tell you what you want to hear. Like they're not actually giving you advice. They're just giving you, they're just saying something to you to make the conversation end. Because you know when somebody wants advice.
Yeah, they don't really want it.
They don't want advice. Because when somebody asks for advice, I can always tell what they want me to say.
Yeah, I know. Because we're good at reading people.
You know, like if somebody comes up to you and goes, do you think I should do this? Because like they want blah, 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 blah. And this is blah, blah, blah. You kind of go, he clearly doesn't want to do this.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to tell him not to. Yeah. But you're only reaffirming, which is what they want.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're actually.
But agony rants, listeners, we should all learn to stand on our own two feet.
We do. We give you good advice. We don't gauge whether you want the good advice.
I know, yeah. But to be fair, now, Niamh, we're a lawsuit waiting to happen. Like, we're literally one bad piece of advice away from financial ruin.
Yeah, we have no insurance for that.
We've no insurance. We've not qualified.
We should put in that qualifier every time. We are in no way qualified for this.
If you follow our advice, it's at your own peril.
I know. Well, here's Jackie has a great one here. Without sounding cliche, grow up and find your own inner peace. Don't, being a mum, don't. What is that?
This continues. Being a mom, don't be a Judge Judy, I think was the end of that.
Oh, right. Okay. On the other page. All right. Yeah, I see that. I like the idea of getting your own inner peace. That's a really good thing. But I mean, more importantly, grow up and take responsibility for your con. I mean, things won't always go right and you won't always make the right decision. But my feeling is there's always a lesson in that. And that sounds a bit airy fairy. But I always say to the lads, you know, as long as you can stand up and say, I know what I did wrong there, then, you know, you can move on from stuff. The problem is you just, if you let other people make those decisions or if you don't kind of find your own way, the problem is you blame other people forever and then you never get over it.
Do you know what is a great piece of advice?
Oh, what?
Can I come back to you on that? It's a great phrase.
Okay.
Somebody said that to me recently and I thought, that's a great idea.
Can I come back to you on that?
Yeah. Like the idea of like anytime anyone asks you for something or even asks you to weigh in on something.
Yeah, let me think about
that. Just be able to say, can I think about that? Just give me a day on that.
No, that is a good one actually. I like that.
Because I think what happens is so much of this stress is created from you feeling like you need an immediate response to absolutely everything that happens.
Yeah, well, especially now.
Megan says, pull the sickies. You're just another name on the payroll list. They'll cope for a day or two.
Oh my God. Absolutely totally. Right.
She also says, don't sweat the small stuff. No, I think she's just reading these off Instagram.
Yeah, I think
The days are long, but life was short. Feel that. I think she's had to drink. Okay. Actually.
Feel the beer and do it anyway. That you basically used up everybody's piece of advice.
Yeah, I think she just went.
They're bound to use at least one of these. I like the pull the sickies one. You know, the thing is, we do tend to feel like totally responsible for the entire world.
Completely. I know it's like, you know, it's an obvious thing to say, but if you're hit by a bus, life goes on.
It will.
As in, there's a contingency plan.
Oh, yeah.
It will. Remembering.
The truth of it is, though, it's very difficult for us to ring in sick. When you're on the poster, it's quite difficult.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't have the same contingency. I mean, we seem to have a lot of freedom in some ways, but it's quite difficult.
I have to say, though, I don't think I've ever had to pull something.
Twice in my whole life. Twice.
I think
one because I physically couldn't work and the other one was I was really sick. I have to be really sick. I have to be dying and have no voice or whatever.
Like to get an hour and a half out of me, like a couple of Barocca,
kick you through.
Chunky Kit Kat and a banana.
All at the same time? Is that like a smoothie?
I remember somebody saying that to me.
Is that like a smoothie?
A Chunky Kit Kat, a banana and a can of Coke. It's great, like, okay.
I'm in the room.
Yeah.
There's
very little that I can't do after that, no matter how wrecked I am.
Yeah.
Max says, the less you care, the stronger you are.
Not sure about that.
Unless you're a nurse.
I'm not so sure about that one. I don't know, less caring less makes you stronger, but it definitely means that you're probably less affected. That's a different thing.
Yeah. Sarah and Keith says, the best piece of advice ever given. Well, I was the giver of the advice, and if it was listened to, I would not have got this amazing photograph and the best laugh ever. So while out walking with my best friend, who you just might know, we came across a swampy ditch thing, to which I said, there is no way with your small legs you're going to jump across that red rag to a bull, I can imagine. She said no words to me. She just looked and went for it. I've enclosed the photograph. Just so you know, I did actually give her the best advice and she chose not to listen. And the photograph is of Niamh. Up to her chest in swamp.
In bog water, basically. I went bog swimming. You put a dare in front of me. I've discussed this before. And she practically dared me to jump that. She said, you'll never make it. And then I felt I obliged. It was good advice, but the way she delivered it was more of a dare.
I know.
She knew. You know, when somebody, you'll never do that.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
She knew exactly what she was doing. So.
We have a problem.
Oh, I love problems.
Yeah, we've got a problem. And if you have a problem and you would like our sage, heartfelt advice, you can contact us at agonyrants@gmail.com. We always love to hear you.
Okay, I'm going to
hear from you. You read this.
Okay, so, dear Grod and Niamh, I can't believe I have a problem for you. Oh, okay. I have been listening since the beginning and I trust your advice. I love Niamh's calm, measured approach. Thank you very much, Val. And I also like how Garrod will burn down the neighbourhood if he has to.
Here to help.
I've been married for 8 years and we have 2 children. Our events business collapsed with COVID. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It was a very stressful time. My husband has thankfully found a very good job and I had expected that I would return to work too. However, I didn't go looking for a job. I have been happy to coast along for a while as COVID was a stressful time. Our business had been doing well before COVID and I know that I could set it up again and would probably do well, but there is something holding me back. I always considered myself a career woman and a go-getter, but I'm really enjoying the time off and I'm toying with the idea of just not going back to work. Financially, it would be okay, but I'm concerned I might regret it. I've only now realized how much I like being around my children. We do. Stop laughing, you. We don't.
Yeah, they're a bit shit in practice.
We don't have childminders to pay and I'm really enjoying being around my kids. I feel like I would love to take a couple of years off and just do what we're doing now. But there is a voice in my head saying that I'm taking a big risk, that I'll never be able to get back to where I was if I take an extended break and that I won't have the confidence to get back into it. As it stands, I'm happy enough to be at home, but I know it looks like I'm giving up everything to just sit at home and do nothing. But at the moment, I'm happier than I've ever been. Have you any tips or sage advice? Nothing for you to set fire to Garrod, but all thoughts are greatly appreciated. Thanks, Val.
There's an air of sarcasm around that last paragraph that I take exception to, but look, I'm not going to let that influence my advice on this matter.
All right then, come on, Garrod, tell me what you're...
Look, I think she's doing what everybody does, and that is she's having a bit of a... like a midlife.
Well, she's at a crossroads. Yeah.
She's at a crossroads.
Maybe don't say midlife. Just, you know, because we don't know where she is. But you're right. It is a crossroads moment, isn't it?
Yeah. And she's kind of wondering. And she's not worried. She's not worried about what she is going to do at this crossroads. She's worried about what she might regret.
Yeah.
And that's terrible. Like, because you can never provide for a regret.
No.
I remember somebody telling me that and I thought, you're actually right. Like, you can never try to project what you could potentially regret in the future.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what way you're going to feel in the future.
No.
And I'm like, I don't think anybody said, oh, I really regret taking all that time off.
No. And I'll tell you another thing they don't regret. They don't regret spending that time with their kids.
Yeah, you're right. Because you only get that once.
Yeah, that comes and goes. Other stuff, you know, I have a very unique perspective here because obviously I had my children and I was traveling an awful lot before I had the kids. I made decisions that meant I was home more and I still kept my job up, but I modified what I was doing in order to be the one to lift them from school and do as much as possible. And I really enjoyed it, but I must admit, I was glad I kept some of myself separate.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think there's 2 things going on here.
Okay.
I think the first thing is, when you run something very successfully for a long period of time and then suddenly it stops, you are hurt about that. It hurts you in a way that you don't know is happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean that you were responsible for or you feel responsible, because obviously what happened in COVID, there was nothing you could do about that. Absolutely nothing. But there is that moment of you feel wounded a little bit by that situation and you've lost yourself a little bit in that. But actually it's not, you've discovered new things and you've put your energy into another thing. And you're enjoying being around the kids. Because I would imagine if you're running a successful event business, both you and your husband, that would have taken a lot of your focus. And you were probably still parenting brilliantly. But now that you're kind of being able to focus a little bit more on that side, it's really nice, you know, to kind of keep going with that. So I personally think there's absolutely nothing wrong with you not taking that events business up. But perhaps there are ways for you to maybe do something. It doesn't have to be work, you see, this is the point. It has to be something that keeps something of yourself in there, because it's good for your kids to do that. But I don't think you'll ever regret taking time off to be at home with your kids, because I think you already know that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care what other people think.
I also think that what's important for this is she should get it straight in her head
as
to why she's doing this.
Yeah.
Because I think what's gone through her head is she could take time off to be with her kids, but there's also this niggling thing that am I just not going back to work because maybe I'm losing confidence, I've been away for a while. I think you have to be really clear that if you're taking time off, it's why you're doing it.
But the other thing is maybe you don't have to go full tilt like you were before. I mean, I think that's the thing. I think, you know, it's okay to take time off. You know, it is.
Yeah.
And believe me, I had to ease myself back into the big stuff afterwards because I did lose a little confidence. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's a kind of...
Well, I mean, taking time out from a career.
Yeah.
Like we'd be lying if we said it... that it doesn't have an impact, because it does.
It does, but it does. It's not always negative.
No, but it does. Like you're saying there, it does take time to get back in.
It does, but you know what you do is you do small things to bring you back into the space. If that's what you want, it may not be where you want to go. You know. There's no rule that says you have to be doing anything, and if your husband and you decide that you both are happy with the situation, you can find your challenges elsewhere. You know, you could.
Just gonna scale a mountain now.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. You know what I'm like about this. Yeah. Like, I'm like, preach from this pulpit. You know, the thing is, it's most important to really understand why you're taking this time off. And if you are okay with it, to hell with the rest of them. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I certainly wouldn't be wondering about people who are kind of going, oh, what are you doing?
There is a problem.
Like, the other thing as well is her own perception of this is slightly off.
Yeah.
Because wasn't there a line there where she said something about, but I know it looks like I'm giving up everything to just sit at home and do nothing. But I mean, you're not doing nothing.
No,
like,
you're never not doing nothing when you have kids.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're always doing
there's
stuff.
Always something to do.
You know, and the truth of the matter is, you know, it is good to build into that situation that you have your own space doing other things. It doesn't have to be, you know, work, but there could be other ways. And the reason I say that is because before you know it, your children will need to be going doing their own thing and you can't be just totally wrapped up in them. But I don't think you're that kind of person.
And maybe it could be that even if there was, say, one thing that you did each year, like if, say there was one event you wanted to do, like she could run a comedy festival.
Or, yes, you could.
No, I'd have to see
that would involve some singing.
I'd have to see a contract. I'd have to see a contract. Well, I couldn't commit.
Naturally.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, there could be one thing that would...
Yeah, I think there's so many ways to approach this, but I think you have to put to bed the fact that, you know, just because you decided you enjoy spending time with your kids and has made life simpler for you and your husband and your children, you're more enriched as people doing that. There's, you know, if you're financially stable, why would you?
Yeah, of course.
But there'll be time enough for you to get back to anything. You may not go to the same level as you were before, but you might actually be more, there might be more quality to what you do and you might be happy about that. You just don't know, Val. I really wouldn't be sitting here traumatized about this.
No. And I think she does. Yeah. I'm just trying to find the one that was sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. People are not thinking about you as much as you think they are. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think she knows what she wants to do, but her problem is what other people will think and how she's going to present this to people when they ask the question.
Listen,
but
this happens all the time to me. People ask me, well, what are you doing now? You know, and I know.
Yeah, I do.
It's the first thing.
Every week at the start of the podcast. What are you doing now?
Yeah. You know, everybody asks each other, especially in our industry, what are you doing now? And you feel you have to validate that every single time.
Yeah.
The truth is, how you tell people what you're doing decides for them, you know.
Exactly.
It decides them. So what I said back then was, I made a decision to be closer to my kids because I really love that part, but I did keep singing. And I don't ever, I don't ever make apologies for what I have decided to do. I decide how I feel about that. And this is about expectations.
Yeah, of course.
It's about perspective here. So actually, Val, you have to stop worrying about what other people think, because quite frankly, it doesn't matter. You have run a successful events management.
Yeah,
you
and
have
you'll be
done
able
it.
To do it again.
You can do it anytime you want. And yes, it might take a little time or effort and maybe it won't be the heady heights that you were in before. But who the hell cares?
Yeah, who the hell cares if it's putting money on the table?
You know, I'm 54, I'm coming up 55, and I feel very strongly that, you know, there are waves of work and waves of things that come in and waves of challenges. And as long as you're embracing that and going with it as the ebb and flow of life, that is the way forward. Oh, that's like, very deep.
Very deep. Very deep. You're on fire. I swear to God.
No, this is, I'm right. It's hit me here, Val. It's but hit me here.
I definitely think that you make a good point that have a very clear, definitive answer.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you what you're doing, because that's the Achilles heel that you have here, because that's the thing that's bothering
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So I can just see you. I can just see you already apologising.
Yeah, the kids need me, so I'm taking a bit of time with the kids.
Or
that's a perfect answer. Or fuck off, Elaine. It's none of your business.
Or I'm going to come over there and burn your house. No. But you know, here's the funny thing, right? You know, it's about how you approach it.
What are you doing, Elaine? All your kids are on drugs.
You know, I kind of feel, you know, I would be going, oh, during COVID, I really realised how much I enjoy being around the kids. And luckily, because we've been so successful before, I can take my time now and enjoy this. And I'm going to still do, I'll maybe come back to it when I'm ready. Yeah. I would be totally been from the positive side. And then once you do, then you start to believe it. And then it's a lot easier. But honestly, Val, I think it's amazing that you're going to get to do this. You know, really.
Yeah, it's nice because it sounds like she was somebody that was a go-getter and that the pandemic was a real reset for her.
And I think it's a good thing and it doesn't make you any less of a go-getter. I think what it does is it gives you freedom to regroup and actually enjoy a new challenge, which is raising your kids. And then you'll find new things in that. You know, believe me, the Parents Association will have you involved in everything.
I'd say, yeah, that's the thing now. I'd say they'll be back to school. She'll be into the Christmas.
Oh, no, she'll be running it.
By the January sales now.
Like she'll be straight in.
She'll be looking at premises to set up again. Uh-huh. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Listen, best of luck, Val.
Yeah, and let us know how you get on. But honestly, we wish you the very best of luck, whatever you're doing.
Look at us dealing out advice.
We're in any way qualified.
Just meddling. No business. We've no business meddling in any of this. But I think we were pretty solid on that.
Yeah, I think so. I think we both felt fairly strong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Val. Well. And, you know, I'm glad you came to a point where you felt you could ask us.
Yeah. Thanks.
Which I can only imagine.
She could hardly believe it.
Very low point. We hope we helped.
Aw, thanks.
If you have a problem and you'd like to get in touch and maybe get some advice for yourself, you can contact us at agonyrants@gmail.com or NeveGavin93 on Instagram or Gerard Farrelly on Instagram. Follow ups, problems.
Yeah. Definitely follow ups. We should do a follow up one for the next one.
Yeah, we've got some follow ups now. I'll take them out. Yeah, it's lovely to be back, Neve.
Yeah.
Episode 2 of the new season. We have news about bonus content and stuff that will all be coming soon.
Yeah.
We sit down with the powers that be here at Headstuff.
Uh-huh.
We have some exciting news. But it's all coming soon.
So we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
Being a parent can be really challenging. It's normal to feel uncertain about whether you're doing the right things to raise healthy and happy children. That's why Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them build confidence in their parenting journey. Everyone deserves to have someone they can turn to for support with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today. Being a parent can be really challenging. Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them on their parenting journey. Everyone deserves someone they can turn to for help with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today.